The news from Lake Wobegon is brought to you by Fiber One Chewy Bars, with flavors such as oats and chocolate made with chocolate chips. Also available in other varieties, including oats and peanut butter and chocolate mocha. Fiber One Chewy Bars. Cardboard no, delicious yes.
And just a little bit of Bits of Quiet Week in Lake Wobegon, Minnesota, out there on the prairie. First big rainstorm, first big lightning strike in Lake Wobegon. First mosquito bite, Darlene at the chatterbox got it. She was standing and watching the interim pastor from Lake Wobegon Lutheran, Barbara Hamm. Pastor Barbara, sit and eat three caramel rolls in a row. These are big ones. These are the size of your fist. These are the size of a softball. She put away three of them in a row. She's the interim pastor. She's not going to stay around. She's just there while they choose a new pastor. But my gosh, if she were to settle down with us, she'd be as big as a house in no time. Pretty big woman up there. She fills out that whole pulpit there. And with that little microphone hanging down around her neck, you just watch it. It threatens to dive down in there. And then what would we hear? The pleadings of her heart or something. We're just not sure. It's been warm. It's been in the 60s, been in the 70s, and it's spring. It's spring, and it's time for the prom. It's time for the dance. All of you out here on our stage who are dancing, you know, dancing is one thing for you, but it's another thing for us who were brought up in the sanctified brethren and who were brought up fundamentalist and who were taught not to dance because it would awaken carnal impulses. And because we expected Jesus to come at any moment, the second coming would occur and the clouds would part and he would come down from the sky. And if he came in the sky and you were dancing and hear all these trumpets, angels playing trumpets up in the sky, and Jesus listens and those aren't trumpets, I hear saxophones. And he looks down and there you are in the high school gym and you're with Diane Magandance from a Catholic family. And you are dancing with her in her low-cut, in-back prom dress, and your left hand is on her bare skin, and your little finger, the tip of it, just feels the zipper is right there. And the zipper is talking to you, and you're sorely tempted to leap over the cliffs of ecstasy onto the rocks of bitter regret. The rest of you were sent off to dance class. You took dance lessons. Dancing was an obligation for you. It was like algebra, and you were forced into it. And so you regarded it as drudgery, you see, and you were just afraid that other people might be looking at you and make fun of you. But for us, sanctified brethren, this was a mortal sin, you see. And so it just lent more excitement to it somehow. The idea that God was watching us do it. And we knew what God was thinking because he made this clear in Scripture. And God was saying, hey, your body, that's my temple down there. You're not supposed to be thrusting your pelvis that way. Get your hands off her and expunge those thoughts from your mind, or I'm going to come down and deal with you personally. It was dramatic for us, dancing in the sanctified brethren. We took our lives in our hands. Eternity hung in the balance. When you walked down to the prom, down at the high school gym, and you looked up at the sky, and the clouds were forming an odd sort of formation up there, and shadows, and you could see faces up there, and shafts of sunlight came down between the clouds, and yet you went in because Diane Magandance was waiting for you. Think on it. It was dramatic. It was cosmic for us, dancing, who grew up in the sanctified brethren. For you, a different thing. I just add this for a little background.
The news from Lake Wobegon is brought to you by Fiber One Chewy Bars, with flavors such as oats and chocolate made with chocolate chips. Also available in other varieties, including oats and peanut butter and chocolate mocha. Fiber One Chewy Bars. Cardboard no, delicious yes.